Staff Sergeant Romeo Pactoris Jr. has multiple combat tours starting in Iraq in 2004 and later in Helmand Province in Afghanistan when his outpost was attacked from the nearby village.
Getting attacked and firefights. And so when I got back, I noticed that was not the same.
A few years later as an instructor, he remembers saving a Marine's life. He says a young Marine threw a live grenade and it bounced back, landing in between them. The Marine froze and Pectoris dove on top of him.
What I remember is everything is slow motion. You know, by the time I grabbed that Marine, I really thought I was gonna lose my leg.
It's also where he received a traumatic brain injury.
I started getting headaches, really dizzy.
Pectoris' 18-year career as a Marine came to an abrupt end after a DUI in Okinawa. Hearing voices, he was hospitalized for suicidal thoughts and flown back to the Naval Hospital in San Diego. He spoke from a Wounded Warrior Battalion at Camp Pendleton as he was fighting to stop the Marine Corps from kicking him out of the service.
I feel like, you know, they're just gonna try to put me in the streets with no help after all the years of service that I did.
Christopher Goldsmith says it's a common story. It happened to him.
I was kicked out of the Army in 2007 after surviving a suicide attempt. And this is the type of thing that is all too common.
Goldsmith has gone on to form Higher Ground, where he advocates for changing the law so that fewer troops get discharged for misconduct in the first place, which affects their veterans' benefits. He says it's still happening as often as it does because it's too easy for commanders to separate service members.
There's no accountability. Officers can, you know, discharge people and ruin their lives by stripping people who are suffering from PTSD from access to healthcare. And that officer just gets to move on with their life while someone, you know, may end up suicidal, may end up dead a few years later.
At Camp Pendleton's Wounded Warrior Battalion, where Pectoris was assigned, the commander won't address individual cases. Lieutenant Colonel Brian Heisman says most of the Marines who end up here are on their way out of the Corps, many voluntarily.
My focus is to ensure that their medical treatment is coordinated, and that's really where that begins and that ends. We are aware of legal issues, but really our focus is on the medical side.
Heisman is a former infantry officer without a medical background. Wounded Warrior Battalions are Marine units, not medical units. They coordinate treatment and connect with the VA benefit system for those Marines being discharged because of illness or injury. It was Pactoris's commander back in Okinawa who wanted him to be involuntarily discharged for misconduct, even though he's undergoing treatment. At the 11th hour, Pactoris hired a private attorney, Jay Sullivan, to try to stop him from being discharged.
If someone doesn't save him, I believe he will die. And he cannot do this alone. He needs help. He needs a lot of help because the disorders that he has are permanent and he will be struggling for the rest of his life.
Pactoris says it's more than a potential loss of benefits. It's a sense of abandonment.
I had my interview with Sergeant Major and Lieutenant Colonel, and you know, I couldn't control my emotions. So I just started breaking down and, you know.
A few days after this last interview, Staff Sergeant Pectoris texted that his involuntary discharge was final. He had to leave the Wounded Warrior Battalion at Camp Pendleton and head home to Texas, where he faces an uncertain future. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.